Okay. That means that the tzaddik is totally disgusted by the pleasures of this world. And he says, why? The reason why people do these things is in order to fulfill their animal pleasures, to fulfill the desires of their body. And not to serve Hashem. So here we see there's a big difference here that the Alter Rebbe really emphasizes and says many times. The Alter Rebbe is not saying that chocolate brownies are bad.
Right.
The Alter Rebbe is saying the consumption of chocolate brownies for the purpose of animal pleasure is bad. If a person is eating simply to satiate themselves, they are basically a cow. What the Alter Rebbe says is that go ahead and eat that brownie, but you better have a good reason. How is it that you're going to fit that brownie into your service of Hashem? I need to eat this brownie because with the strength that I'm going to derive from the calories, I'm now going to be able to learn or to daven or et cetera, et cetera. In that case, that's called eating l'shem shemayim. That's called eating for the sake of heaven. Because even just if a person says, I haven't eaten all day, I've been working all day, and if I don't eat, I'm going to drop dead because I'm so hungry, and then just to sit and eat, just to fulfill, even in such a situation, and not even to eat brownies, but to eat a normal dinner.
Just for the need of eating.
Just for the need of eating.
This problem.
The cow does that. Okay, and cows do it better than people do because cows do one thing that people don't do. Cows stop eating when they're full.
But they have several stomachs.
Yes, they do. But when the first one's full, they stop eating.
It's interesting. There's a that shows you a difference between the nature of certain animals.
They don't have MSG.
Because a dog won't.
Right, a dog would just eat itself to death. That's
right,
true.
Right, correct. The difference of nature.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
Okay. And not to serve Hashem. Because the taiva, the physical, mundane desire, comes from the forces of evil. Mm-hmm. To want to do something just because it feels good is considered animalistic. And again, does that mean don't do it? No, it doesn't mean don't do it. That means do it, but we'll have the right reason for it. That's the difference between Chassidus and Mosur and Chassidus and basically every other philosophy in the world. No other philosophy in the world. No other philosophy in the world is going to say, go ahead, eat chocolate brownies to serve Hashem.
Right. That's a brilliant piece, really.
Okay, they're all going to say that the chocolate brownie is evil.
Right. The reason it's a brilliant piece is because it allows you to take everything in the world and use it out for Hashem.
Correct.
Everything.
Correct. As long as it's elevatable,
as long as
it fills in the realm
of course,
kosher,
yes, of course. Right.
Then
whatever's
fine.
Whatever's elevated.
It's called utilization as opposed to denial.
Right.
Okay. And the Beinoni can do that too. I mean, your average Joe average can do that as well. The tzaddik is only doing that.
Right.
Everything that they're eating because they're doing it somehow to serve Hashem. This is about the Rebbe, that the Rebbe used to eat Schmerling's chocolate. He liked Swiss chocolate.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
I had a thing for Swiss chocolate. You have a tiber for Swiss chocolate? I doubt he had a tiber.
No, I don't think he had a tiber.
He didn't, you know, he had like probably.
If he had
like
a tiber, it was for learning.
He probably had one square, you know, like every once in a while.
Yeah,
you know,
if he had a tiber, it was for learning. No, I take that back. If he had a tiber, it was for the Jewish people.
That's right.
That was his tiber.
It really was, you know, so.
Good.
And we know the Alter
Rebbe. Don't misunderstand me. He loved his learning, but his taiva was.
The Alter Rebbe had one taiva, and that was for Elikus.
Yeah.
That was it. That's the only thing that motivated, that was what propelled the Alter Rebbe's Elikus.
That's it. End of story.
The Ribbon over, actually, when I was by him for Rosh Hashanah, people were asking him, because he doesn't drink like regular Coke, he drinks like Bear Mime Kime and Pop and whatever. And someone says, Rebbe, how can you drink that? I mean, with Coke or Sprite or whatever. And he says, well, he says, I drink it because of the Hechsher. You drink it because it's Geschmack. You know?
It's okay.
It's not saying it's wrong, but it's saying, you know. He had a different reason for eating or drinking.
Yeah. I mean, I once asked one of the Rebbeim in Morristown, you know, how is it that a Lubavitcher rabbi walks around all day in a kapota, could be driving, this is 1977, could be driving around in a 1975 Buick. You know, this thing was a boat. This car got up the hill 3 seconds before he did.
Right.
You know, this thing was huge.
Right.
You know, he says, here, you got this fancy car, a Buick, you know, look at me, Mr. Big Shot, I got my Buick.
Yeah.
And he basically said, I got 6 kids and they all fit in the back seat. What else do I need? It was before minivans.
Exactly.
You know, so, and I can put all their luggage in the back of the car when we go to Crown Heights,
that's,
you know,
right,
so.
Right. It all fits in the back seat.
Just bad. They can go back there too.
Just be quiet. Yeah, oh yeah. The trunk was like a swimming pool on it.
Exactly.
You know, so he basically boxed my ear and said, you know, it's got nothing, but I don't care if it's a Buick. I don't care. It suits my needs. You know, if you don't throw yourself into it, then it's fine.
Yeah.
As he says over here, Kol Masha Huzma Sitra Achra, anything which is from the forces of evil, Tzadik Gomer Husayna B'tachlis Hasina, the Tzadik Gomer, the totally righteous person, hates them with an ultimate hatred. Why? Because they pose an interposition between him and God. They are in opposition to God. Machmas Gadol Avasila Hashem Kudosha Ba'avara, but because he loves Hashem so much, because of his great delight and he has this tremendous feeling of brotherhood to Hashem.
Yeah.
Evil is exact opposite of that. As King David said, I hate them with an ultimate hatred, count them as my enemies. Search my heart and see if I have anything to do with them.
Yeah.
And however much he loves Hashem, that's how much he's going to hate the forces of evil.
Is that true for us?
I would think so.
That's a scary thought.
You have a friend.
Yeah.
And you like your friend.
Yeah.
And there is something which is posing an opposition to your friend, like another guy, another person.
Yeah, sure.
How much you like your friend is going to determine how much you don't like that other guy.
Yeah, but the other guy is external. We're talking about what's internal here. That's a little bit scarier statement in my mind to say, however much I hate sin is how much I love God. Because that puts my love of God very minuscule.
Well, this is talking about a tzaddik.
Okay, good.
By the average Joe, they don't hate it. They don't hate evil at all.
Exactly.
You know, there's a story that somebody came to the Baal Shem Tov and he said, I'm plagued with machshava zaras. You know machshava zaras are?
Vaguely.
Strange thoughts.
Yeah.
Or foreign thoughts.
Yeah.
Okay? So the Baal Shem Tov said, what are you talking about? They're not strange to you at all. They're right at home.
Oh,
you enjoy them. What are you thinking? Why are you thinking of them? You enjoy thinking about them.
Yeah.
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 So that's
strange,
you know,
to your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not strange at all. They're right at home.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah.
You know, so no, he's talking about the tzaddik over here.
Yeah, okay. Good.
Is it possible, like I say, is it possible for a person to hate some physical pleasure? Yeah.
Yeah, there's, yeah,
it is.
Sure, there are some things.
It is. There's some things, you know, that, you know.
And some things are disgusting.
Yeah.
A few.
NASCAR. Like, hello? Hello? What are we doing? What are we waiting for? You know.
That's a waste.
Yes. Well, I got to tell you guys, I view all advertised sports about the same way.
Okay.
Only because, not that I wouldn't play football or baseball or any of the others.
But to watch other people do it?
But the hype and it reminds me of the gladiators of Rome.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. And, yeah, modern day.
Because of that, it disgusts me.
Yeah. You know, it's the same thing basically as the circuses with the chariot racing, you know.
It's modern day.
Waiting for the guy with the spiked wheels to knock everybody else off, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's.
We all agree. You're a sadist.
No. Yeah, right. That's what I am.
He doesn't say. We all agree.
Here, here, here. Okay. The Tzadik She'ena Gomer, when we're talking about a person who's not completely righteous, who She'ena Seina Sitra Achra B'Tachlis Asina, he doesn't hate the Sitra Achra ultimately. Lachin Eina Mois Gam Kein B'Rab B'Tachlis. Therefore, he doesn't despise it. In other words, he likes it a little bit, so however much he likes it, that's how much he doesn't hate it.
Right.
That's how much he's not that disgusted by it. The culture ain't a scene of a hamoyes b'tachlis. Okay, nisha is a shemus ava v'tainag l'sham. If he's not disgusted by it, that means he likes it a little bit. Wow. It's an inverse relationship.
Yeah, that's right.
The lohusra begotim b'tzayim legamrei mekol v'kol, and he hasn't completely removed the filthy garments. He's still got a little bit of schmutz he's got to work out.
In this case, this means thought, speech, and action.
Yes.
Hard to imagine from a tzaddik that there are certain levels of his thoughts, speech, well, action.
No, it's desires we're talking here.
Okay.
And since he has the desires, so then that means that it could be manifest.
It could be manifest.
But it's not. It's in the desire form, and it's still very little.
Almost molecular or something.
Yeah, well, he says, "Lachen lein habel toiv mamish machashi yeshle eza achizva daim bebegadim etzayim." That's why it hasn't been converted to good yet, because it's still manifest within his persona. Elishu batal b'miyut kalo chashi, but it's so minuscule, it's like it's not there, and it absolutely loses its substance. Lachen nikrit tzadik v'ra kafuf ubatal loy. That's why he's called a tzadik. Viralo, and the evil is his. He's in complete control.
It's in his possession.
Yeah, it's in his possession. It's in his pocket.
Right.
But he hasn't thrown it away yet.
Right.
And therefore, since he's got a little bit of a leaning towards evil, that means that his love of Hashem is not complete. That's why he's called the tzaddik who's not finished. He's still got what to work on.
Yeah.
Can he work on himself and achieve? I would think that this person, since he has the ability to despise evil, so all he has to do is work on himself a little more and hopefully get rid of that little bit that's left over.
I mean, that little may be, in our estimation, what it's a little, maybe a lot, you know, as far as that leap may be huge, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I've never met anybody who could tell me that they did it, so I don't...
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What appears to be a little to us, you know.
Yeah, so now when you're talking about it, so how much is left over? So hini madregas umasalechas l'rivavos madregas. So there are innumerable levels of tzaddik viralo.
Really?
Depending on...
Yeah, I suppose.
Bini madregas miyadara, depending how much evil is left. This guy's got a long way to go. He's got it. He's in control. But he's still got a lot there. Yeah, Hanisha Ma'arvo, you said, how much evil is left within him?
Right.
Sure. In a primordial level,
right.
In a soul level, because it's not manifest itself. But Benini is not manifest. Right. So this guy who's a tzaddik, he's not doing, saying, or thinking anything.
Right.
He's not even feeling anything towards evil.
Right.
But there's something still there. And so today is a little bit less than yesterday. So that means he's a little bit better than yesterday.
So, I mean, it's a difficult concept for me to grasp, because if it's not manifest in any way, how do you know it even exists?
Because he would be disgusted by it. The fact that he says, no big deal. You know, it happens.
Okay.
You know, that is a real indication.
Okay.
You know, for us, the fact that it says, it's totally different for us. The Rebbe Rishab says in Kuntres Damayim that for the average guy on the street, why is it that schmutz doesn't bother him?
Because he's covered with schmutz.
He's so used to it.
Yeah, numb to it.
We're so thrown into it. It's just like, well, that's normal.
Yeah, so yeah, what's new? Right.
Yeah, you know, the stuff that's going on doesn't bother us because we're used to it.
Yeah.
It's not to say that we've given up our desire for it. It's just so thrown in our face.
Right.
It loses any type of a desire.
Right.
You know, it's just like it's there.
Yeah.
So he says, "Hina madrigas amazalachas l'rivas madrigas ve'inyan miyut harah hanisher ma'achas me'arbi yusayus harayim ube'inyan bitlu miyut be'shishim alderach mashal." And also in its size, is it nullified in 1/60th, a be'elif or a vavu kiyotzi alderach mashal, or 1,000 or 10,000? The term batal be'shishim is a kashrus term.
Yeah.
Batal b'shishim means the largest amount which is insignificant.
Right, okay.
Meaning to say, if it's 1/59th, it's already significant. If you have something, you have milk in a fleshic pot,
right,
and there's 1/60th of it doesn't matter because it's insignificant.
Right.
And for sure, 1/61st, 1/62nd, 1/59th, go kosher the pot, throw everything away.
Yeah, sure.
Because it's already considered... So this person, he's got it 1/60th of his persona is likes evil.
Right.
So it's insignificant.
Right.
But he still got it. We're not going to say it's not there. Right. How do we know it is there? Because let's say, for example, a person is got a big pot of stew.
Yeah.
And he's drinking a coffee with milk.
Right.
And he's stirring the pot and some of the milk gets dribbled into the pot.
Right.
And gets mixed in. So you're going to say, oh, there's 1/60th. It's less than 1/60th. The whole thing's okay.
Yeah.
Okay? Either you forget or some other schnudrick says, oh, this pot needs stirring. And he's drinking a cup of coffee with milk in it. And he also does it.
Right.
Now, it's also, he looks in and says, oh, it's only one, it's less, it's a little bit, it's only less than 1/60th.
Right.
He doesn't figure that way anymore.
No, of course not.
Because... The milk is not there.
Yeah, you're already over.
You can't say, oh, it's buttle. It's like it's not there.
Yeah, yeah.
Put a little more, oh, that's buttle too.
Yeah, yeah.
What you're going to wind up with is...
50% milk.
50% milk, 50%. Exactly.
Yeah, sure.
You might be struggling on what you wind up with. Okay, so because it doesn't have significance.
As long as it doesn't have significance.
Right. But if you keep adding to it, you didn't get rid of it.
No.
It's still there.
Right.
So the person that's tzaddik who's got 1/60th of his soul is evil, it's still there.
Right.
It's just it's not significant. The expressions, why does he use 1,000 or 10,000? Because you have things that are afilu be'elef lo batel. Even 1 in 1,000 are not nullified. Uh-huh. Adavar sheba minyan. If you can count it, for example,
right,
you have 1,000 empire chickens and 1 Tyson chicken cooking in that pot, the whole thing gets thrown away. You say, but it's not as bustle, but shishim is less than 1/60. Forget about it. You can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up to 1,001. One of those chickens is for sure not kosher.
Right.
And you don't know which one? Good. They're all not kosher.
Right.
So this person's got just 1,000th of a trace of evil. And what do you say? 1,000th is not bottle. It's there.
Wow. Yeah, sure.
Okay, same thing with 10,000. The righteous people in all the generations, as it says in the Gemara, Tehnasa Alfi Tzadiki Kamikachu Kuchibrichu. As it says, 18,000 tzaddikim Hashem created for this world.
18,000.
Yeah, you're talking over a 6,000 year period.
That's more than 36.
Yeah. 36 to 36 totally righteous tzaddikim. So it sounds like there are a lot of guys running around this world that would, you know.
That's what? That's That's 300 a generation.
300 a generation, yeah.
Something like that.
Do you know any?
No.
I don't know.
No.
No idea. No. But, you know, 300 is pretty commonplace. If you're talking about these, would be probably be outstanding individuals.
Sure.
You know? Let me stop here.
Stop here, yeah. Okay, good. Great. Thank you.